Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise today to highlight October as Domestic Violence Awareness Month. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now, and it's very easy to forget that we have millions of Americans that are living in a very abusive environment. Many people walk around with scars that everyone can see, but also many of us walk around with scars that nobody can see. In particular, I would like to highlight the women that are in this very difficult situation. You know, when I was 5 years old, I recall when my mother woke me up in the middle of the night to sneak us out of our very abusive home. And I remember spending time in a battered women's shelter. That moment will never leave me. Looking back at it now, my mother was the bravest woman that I knew then and the bravest woman that I know now. And it doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to be in an environment that is constantly under abuse. You can leave, whether that's today, whether that's tomorrow, whether that's decades from now. You know, today, I'm very proud. Last year, my mother, years ago, she left that abusive environment. Just last year, she was able to get her bachelor's degree from the University of Texas at El Paso, UTEP. After amazing to go back and get her education. Today, she lives with me. She, her along with my wife, Angel, help raise our children. And today she is in an environment where she is loved. I say that to go, this month, Domestic Violence Awareness Month, we can't lose sight of that. If you're in a violent situation, you too can get out. You too can change the direction of your life. And your children can go off and be very successful because we live in the greatest country on earth. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or a decade from now, please leave your abusive environment and get back to a place of happiness and love. So with that, Mr. Speaker, I yield back.